Welcome back into the program. It is a Tuesday, and we are off and rolling on another week of college football predictions and analysis. This is the Bun Sports Show. And, well, last week there were a couple of surprises in the top 25 as some teams fell out of the rankings and of the top, and others stayed in. Not surprisingly, those two were Alabama and LSU, and they have set up the crucial epic matchup in 2 weeks on November 5th, and there will be plenty of hype of that about that on ESPN and everywhere else, including this program. Until that matchup takes place. But I want to welcome into the college football professor for another appearance on the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jacob.
Well, let's go ahead and get your thoughts on last weekend and what you saw and what you came away impressed by.
Well, there's a couple of things, but I was just thinking that as the weather gets colder, the hype gets hotter. And as the season moves into the late stages, the focus gets intense. And in some cases, teams get desperate. Look at Oklahoma, for instance. The pressure was intense for them, and Texas Tech was loose. Now, these games are fun for the fans and difficult for the coaches and teams. Some teams have nothing to lose. Some teams have a lot to lose.
There is some news on the expansion front. Also, it was reported yesterday that Missouri did not, in fact, withdraw from the Big 12, but it was also. But then it was reported today that the Big 12 is about to invite West Virginia to be another member of that conference. So just to update that developing story, it seems like every time we come on here, there's another development in the story about conference expansion. Any other thoughts from last weekend?
Well, as you mentioned that breaking story about West Virginia, this is one that actually fits, isn't it? Because it's West Virginia.
I guess so. Yeah.
So they fit into the Big 12, I guess. Well, last week, the collection of teams without a loss, it's getting smaller, Jacob. You know, we had 13, then 10, now we're down to 8.
Yeah. Still quite a good number, though. I mean, when you think about it, and now you got, of course, the two from the SEC, which everybody talks about, and the two from the Big 12, and just surprising that two of the what a lot of people thought were the best contenders out there outside of the SEC and the Big 12, and that, of course, would be Wisconsin and Oklahoma. Well, I guess Oklahoma is in the Big 12. But anyway, they fell from the top of the rankings, and now you have Stanford hanging up there along with Oklahoma State in the top five, and then Boise is at that number five spot. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out going down the road, but I think most people assume that Boise will lose points as the season progresses.
As I reevaluated my power rankings, let me give you the order that I put my top five in the SEC and in the national rankings, and you can maybe respond and give yours. In the SEC, I have in the power ranking, I have them in this order: Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, Georgia, South Carolina.
Well, I think the top three are obvious, and I would even put the top two as a tie for first, because until November 5th, we'll just have to wait and see on that one. I'm going to put South Carolina ahead of Georgia. I believe Georgia's good, but it's hard for me to put a team with only one loss and defeating the Georgia team ahead. It's just principle with me, and I know Georgia looks like a better team right now, but I'm going to still go with South Carolina because they beat them and they have one loss. But that could flip easily with South Carolina losing a game and Georgia continuing to win.
Well, I guess I wanted to give a little bit of credit to Mark Richtnem, because if you'll find out later, I'm thinking their station at this point is going to last only for a short time. But the national rankings, and this is how I solved the Alabama LSU. I had Alabama first in the SEC, so in my national rankings, I put LSU first. I say LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma State, Boise, and Stanford.
Whew, this is a tough one. I'm going to put LSU and Alabama tied for number one there, and there's not anybody even close to that. I like Stanford a lot. I like Oklahoma State a lot. Those two, I'm going to quibble over which one's third and which one fourth. For the sake of an argument, I'll go with Oklahoma State and then Stanford. And then for my fifth team, I don't have Boise. Surprisingly, my fifth team, I'm going to go with Kansas State. I know they're, I feel like Kansas State has a chance this year. If they can get a win this weekend against Oklahoma and get on a roll, they could possibly crash somebody's party.
And I have two teams that are declining, and that's West Virginia and California. Seem like the golden bears are not going to be quite what we expected them to be. Then there are three teams that are on the rise. Of course, Clemson.
Yeah.
And Penn State, even though everybody keeps writing their demise, they still keep winning.
Well, they do, but Penn State has some big matchups upcoming, and we're going to find out a lot about them soon.
And then I put Southern Miss as the other team that's on the rise.
Oh, okay. Well, let's look ahead to next week. What's on tap for the big weekend in college football?
Well, as you know, even though there are going to be some games on October the 29th, most of the conversation is about November the 5th when Alabama and LSU play. But while this is being viewed as the national championship semifinal game, there are some notable games.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the ones that are not going to be on the board for predictions. But
okay.
Here's some big games. Wisconsin at Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michigan State at Nebraska. Southern Cal at Stanford. And then looking way ahead, the Conference USA Championship game could wind up being Southern Miss and Houston. And for the Conference USA, this could be an absolutely quality matchup for their championship game.
It could be, and I think that would be much deserved for that conference, especially as it moves forward with what seems to be a 22-team format. I think that's an interesting point. Well, let's start picking the games. Who do we have up first?
Well, let me just mention one thing, Jacob. As you well know, teams don't usually have a do-over. And I was thinking, before we predict the games for this week,
There
are two or three teams that would like to have a do-over. And I got to thinking, which ones which teams would rate the highest on that chart? And I put Texas A&M at the top. They have two games that they had in their grasp, and if they would have managed the clock or protected their lead or whatever, they could have won. They could be in this national championship run. And the other is South Carolina in the game that they lost. And then Oklahoma. But wouldn't you know they'd like to have a do-over with Texas Tech?
And my goodness.
And then maybe Georgia with Boise.
Yeah, Boise definitely ain't better Georgia, but I think the biggest one on that list is Oklahoma with Texas Tech. Hard to really explain why they had the lightning delay, of course, delayed the game a little bit, but that didn't have anything to do with it. It was just Texas Tech was better than Oklahoma all night long.
One team I don't think would want to do over is Oregon. I don't think they would want LSU again.
I don't think anybody would want to play LSU twice.
Okay, let's look at our picks for this week.
I say that, and you know everybody's talking about LSU and Alabama playing twice.
Now, Jacob, last week I had the old professor had his worst day. He went 7-3. He got 7 right and 3 wrong out of 10.
Well, you picked some big upsets. I have to give you credit. You did nail the Michigan State and Wisconsin. Now you nailed it by an inch. I'll say that by an inch, but you nailed it.
Well, it wasn't an inch, but by a mile, I missed Washington and Stanford and Clemson and North Carolina. Also, the third one that I missed was West Virginia. I picked them to defeat Syracuse.
I'm sure I did, too.
But that didn't happen.
What a game for Syracuse.
All right, let's look at this week.
Okay.
First of all, there is Arkansas at Vandy. Now, Arkansas will be playing before 39,773 fans in Nashville. Arkansas leads this series 6-2. Can you believe they've only played 8 times in the history of these two great schools? And I'm going to pick Arkansas to win this game.
Ooh, that's a tempting upset pick right there, because Arkansas did not look impressive against Ole Miss last week. But I think that's a good reason why they'll come out and be on fire and clicking this weekend. But you don't play around with Vanderbilt's defense. They should have beaten Georgia a couple of weeks ago. They play pretty well in the Alabama game and in the South Carolina game. So I'm going to take Arkansas, but they better be real careful.
Well, the next game is Florida and Georgia in Jacksonville at the Gator Bowl. Now, the one thing we can be sure of, there will be more offense, more points scored in this game than in the last game played in the Gator Bowl.
I knew you were going there.
Because the last game was Jacksonville Jaguars and the Baltimore Ravens. They barely got any points.
No, I was going to say, the Baltimore Ravens, one of those teams want to get the Baltimore Ravens defense for them there for a second. Yeah, that was a great game, and kudos to Jacksonville for winning that one. I'm going to take Georgia, though. I think Georgia has lost in this game way too many times. They're ready to get revenge for all those, and Florida's just not very good this year. So I'm going to take the Dogs, probably pretty big.
Well, I think you can see why I come to this conclusion. The one thing that is common in that game that was played on Monday night and this game coming up is that Georgia has great special teams. And I think we saw that Jacksonville has great special teams. And we also know that Will Muschamp is a 1994 graduate of the University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know that Mark Richt graduated from the University of Miami, the Miami Hurricanes. But I don't think there are going to be any hurricanes in this game. In fact, I doubt this game will stir up a tropical storm. But I'm going to pick the upset. I'm going with Florida over Georgia.
Wow, that's an interesting pick.
The next game is Mississippi State at Kentucky. Now, Mississippi State won last year 24-17. And in this game, in the last five games, the visitor is four wins and one loss. So I'm going to go with the visitor. I'm going to say that Mississippi State University will win this game.
Well, when you think of a Mississippi State, you think of this great traditional rivalry here they play every year. You usually don't think of it being one-sided. You think of it being a pretty good game. Well, this year, it would be a huge upset if Kentucky won this football game. No, I'm going to have to go with Dan Mullen's troops, and they'll rally this weekend and get a nice victory in Lexington.
The next game is Ole Miss at Auburn.
Mm.
Ole Miss has 2 wins, 5 losses. Auburn has 5 wins, 3 losses. Ole Miss is 2 wins and 12 losses in the games played at Auburn. Auburn has, I think, won 9 straight games when they've played Ole Miss following LSU. So if people are thinking that Auburn's going to be down after losing to LSU, they might ought to look at the fact that for 9 times when they've played Ole Miss following LSU, they have won. So in a game that is hard to decide what's going to happen, I'm going to have to go with the Ole Miss Rebels to lose.
Well, we always talk about the Houston nut factor and how he surprises once every year. He'll shock everybody and beat somebody he's not supposed to beat. He almost did that last week. A 29-24 victory for Arkansas. That was a comeback win. But I'm going to go with Auburn here, and I don't think it'll be by a whole lot, but I think Auburn will right the ship this week, and Ole Miss just is in need of a lot of things right now. They don't have enough to go into Auburn and beat them.
The next game is South Carolina at Tennessee. South Carolina has a 6-1 record. But, Jacob, if you can figure out exactly what South Carolina is trying to do, if you can tell me what kind of game they're going to play when they go to Knoxville this week, I'd like to hear it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that South Carolina does have an outstanding defensive line.
And they do.
But I also know that South Carolina is 1 win and 14 losses in their 15 games played in Knoxville.
Well, that's not a very good record.
However, I'm going to go with South Carolina.
Well, this might be a pretty good game. You might want to grab some popcorn for this one, because without Marcus Lattimore, I can tell you what they won't be doing, and that's handing the football off a whole lot. Well, it's just going to come down to how well Connor Shaw plays. If he throws 4 or 5 interceptions in the game, and he's done that before, we could see this game. I could see this easily going for the Big Orange, because Tennessee plays a very conservative style of offense and likes to run with Torrin Poole quite a bit. But I'm going to take South Carolina. I don't know why. I just think, like you said, they got a better defense. I don't know. It wouldn't shock me at all to see Tennessee win this game.
The next game is Florida State at, North Carolina State at Florida State.
Mm.
Now, this to me, it might on paper look like an easy one, but this is a very difficult game for me. I've vacillated back and forth. Now, I know that North Carolina this year beats South Alabama 35-13, so that's something in their favor. But 7 out of the last 10 games between these two has been decided by a touchdown or less. But I'm going to have to go with Florida State to win this game.
Well, I'm going to take the Seminoles as well. This was a back and forth. This is kind of one of those games where they really just don't like each other, North Carolina State and Florida State. But, I don't know, Doak Campbell Stadium, I'm going to have to go with the Seminoles.
The next game is Clemson at Georgia Tech. Now, Georgia Tech won the last two times that they played in Atlanta. Do you realize, Jacob, that these two teams have played, I think, 4 times in the last 2 seasons? But Georgia Tech is 6-2 in the last in the last 7 years. Now, that sounds odd, but they've played 8 games in the last 7 years. I'm going to go with Georgia Tech to defeat the undefeated Clemson Tigers.
Well, there's no way Georgia Tech is going to be able to compete in this game after getting back-to-back beatdowns by Virginia and Miami, right?
Wrong.
I'm going to take Georgia Tech too. I think their defense is playing well enough. I think they can control the ball on offense, keep it away from Tosh Boyd and that effective Clemson offense. And I don't know. This is played in Bobby Dodd Stadium over there. A lot of strange things happen over there. So it's going to be a low scoring game. And in a low scoring game, I have to favor the Yellow Jackets.
Georgia Tech's always a difficult team to figure out, because would you have thought they would have gone on a 2-game losing streak here? So maybe they win when they're not supposed to win. They lose when they're not supposed to lose. I don't know. The next game is Air Force at New Mexico. How would you like to be at that game, Jacob?
No.
Air Force has won, think of this, Air Force has won 3 straight against New Mexico. And they come into the game with a losing record, 3-4. But I'm going to pick Air Force to win and make their record even at 4-4.
Well, Air Force had a chance at big-time relevance last Saturday when they were playing Boise State, and they could have won the game except for they had a punt blocked, and it was scooped and scored by the Broncos. They really came close to doing a major upset. So for that reason alone, I'll pick New Mexico, just because Air Force did a disservice to all the undefeated teams at the top of the rankings.
Well, that's one you missed, but we'll go to the next pick. That's Oklahoma at Kansas State. Now, Oklahoma has a 70-14-4 record against Kansas State all time. But think about this. You think Kansas State is afraid of Oklahoma? Well, let me tell you, this is Kansas State's home game, and they chose this game to be their homecoming.
Wow.
So they wanted a good opponent at homecoming, so they invited the Oklahoma Sooners. I'm going to pick Oklahoma to upset Kansas State. That'll be another undefeated team that goes down.
Well, I'm going to pick Kansas State to upset Oklahoma here. I think, you know, it's, but we saw it last week, and Oklahoma just fell apart in that Texas Tech game. You got to wonder where they are psychologically. I don't think they're in a good place at all. So, and Bill Snyder, he just continues. It's just amazing. When he was not in control of that program, it kind of went into a valley. But it's come back since he's regained the reins. And, man, I just am impressed every year at what Bill Snyder does there in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to go with the Wildcats. I like Oklahoma. I like Kansas State in this ballgame.
The next pick is West Virginia at Rutgers. Now, both teams come off of huge upsets. West Virginia leads this series 32-4-2. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, West Virginia has won 16 straight. I'm going to pick West Virginia to defeat Rutgers, even though Rutgers is playing at home.
It's a tough pick, and after seeing Syracuse run roughshod over their defense and really contain Geno Smith in that West Virginia offense last Friday night, it's hard to go with them, but I am. I'm going to go with West Virginia. And a new Big 12 team, perhaps, playing, of course, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. So I'm going to take Virginia. Nice round of picks there. Well, let's move on to the Chalk Talk segment.
Well, Jacob, Clemson, they play Georgia Tech this week. After that, they will not play another game in which they will not be a double-figure, at least a double-digit favorite. Clemson has from here on, Georgia Tech's their biggest hurdle in the road for them. And when you think about stats, you know, we look at statistics, and sometimes, you know, we've used the term statistics are for the losers. When we review, well, we got more yards than they did, even though they beat us. But wouldn't you agree that over time, statistics begin to tell us a story? And I think if we look at the stats, we begin to see that LSU and Alabama are two of the top teams, if not the two top. When you begin to see how they are highly ranked, offensive, defensive, they're scoring, holding up opponents to lower scores, and on, when you look at the statistics, they point to these two great teams. So I guess, Jacob, I would just simply say, as we come to the conclusion of this week's program, You know, we say relax, then we say buckle your seatbelts. I don't know what to do, whether to relax or buckle my seatbelts. We've got a lot of football that's ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to it. Some of it might really be shaky, and some of it might be a smooth ride for some people.
Should be fun, and another great weekend of matchups is coming your way this Saturday. Don't miss it, and we'll be here to chronicle it all on the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. The professor will be back next Tuesday with us, as always, and we will be back tomorrow. Have a good day.